C'est l'heure de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Est about speculative fictions and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, it's fantasy, it's horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Est, I love to read and I love books, and I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today I'm tackling something rather big. I'm tackling the classic Frankenstein by Mary Shelley. First published in 1818 as Frankenstein or the Modern Prometheus, a story which arguably gave birth to the gothic and science fiction genres. I feel a little bit nervous tackling such a classic without an English literature degree, but this week was Mary Shelley's birthday and I wanted to talk about Frankenstein in the context of the expectations that have been built up around through Hollywood and how Hollywood has adapted the material to completely change the legend. I ordinarily try to stay clear of describing plots in too much detail for the fear of spoilers, but I won't today. The story begins with Walton, a man who's left home seeking adventures, but dutifully writes home to his sister. He's on an expedition in the Arctic and comes across a strange man floating alone on an iceberg. The man is really reluctant to come aboard and be rescued, but Walton eventually convinces him, and once aboard, the strange man begins to tell Walton his tale. So Frankenstein is really a story within a story. Frankenstein, the creator, is a young, ambitious man, single-minded in his search for knowledge and obsessed with theories that are now quite outdated. He arrives at university after the death of his mother and becomes besotted with reanimating tissue and eventually life. Now, this was one of the very first surprises of the book. Frankenstein gets very quickly into his experiments and builds the creature within the beginning section of the book. There's very little time spent on his experiments, you know, and perhaps failures, and he quickly gains the ability to create life. One night, successfully breathing life into an 8-foot creature. But horrified by what he has actually created, Frankenstein abandons the creature, trying to forget what he's done, and takes to his bed with a bout of nervous fever. Months and years pass with no contact with the creature until Frankenstein returns home to the awful news of his little brother's murder. A servant girl is hanged for the crime, but Frankenstein sees the creature near his home village and is convinced the creature was responsible. Riddled with grief and guilt, Frankenstein takes to the mountains where the creature finds him and gives him an ultimatum. Make me a female companion and I'll disappear and you'll never see me again. But if you won't, I'll kill everyone you love. Frankenstein reluctantly agrees and goes to Scotland to build the female creature. The original creature follows him, and then in a fit of regret and fear, Frankenstein tears the female companion apart, and the original creature starts to take revenge, just as he warned, on all of Frankenstein's remaining loved ones. Frankenstein, the creator, he's really a pitiful man. Arrogant and cowardly, he tries to run from the consequences of his actions. He thinks nothing of abandoning his creature and tells no one about the creature's existence, even though he suspects it of murdering people, including his own brother. Frankenstein is also abandoning his fiancée, Elizabeth, possibly convincing himself he's trying to protect her. But the real sympathetic character is the creature. And this comes across in quite a lot of the movies as well. The creature didn't ask to be born and is thrust upon the world with no guidance or protection. An 8-foot baby delivered into the world he doesn't understand, and his father discarding him in disgust. The creature is shunned by everyone who sees his frightening face, and the creature quickly learns to hide himself away, but he really craves the love his father didn't give him. And when Frankenstein fails the creature again and again, the creature turns to violence and revenge. This is where I start to feel ill-equipped to comment on the themes. There are connections with Milton's Paradise Lost, which I have no background in, and references to the creature being named Adam, which really ventures into biblical territory. But what I found most interesting about reading the original source was how heartbreaking the story is and what a horrible and flawed person Frankenstein was. While Hollywood focuses on the horror of the monster, the real horror is inside Frankenstein the scientist. So if you like flawed characters, high gothic drama, sympathetic monsters, and delving into the story that started it all, I heartily recommend you read The Original Frankenstein by Mary Shelley. Thanks for listening to Madeline's Speculative Fiction Review. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to my past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver les mardis et jeudis à midi, ainsi que pour nos auditeurs anglophones, les nuits des lundis, mercredis et vendredis à 2h du matin. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program Tuesdays and Thursdays at noon and at night Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays at 2 a.m. CET.